Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jungle Map Podcast, your guide through internet marketing. You are listening to episode number 6, recorded on July 17th, 2009. I'm your host, Corey Creed of Hippo Internet Marketing, and our topic for today is about our new social media marketing class. And I'm happy to say that I have right here in the office with me, Brandon Utley. Brandon, thanks for coming over.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Yeah, and so here's the story. Brandon and I, last month, I don't have the exact date, but I believe it was last month, right?
Yes.
We held our class.
Yep. Time flies.
It does. As most of you know, I teach a two-day class on search engine optimization, on Google AdWords, and another one-day class on blogging. And back in January, I did a survey of my subscribers and asked them what they wanted to learn. And something that almost everyone said, or the one that was most interested, the one topic that everyone was most interested in, was social media marketing. So I wanted to hold a social media marketing class. So what I did was I took a client and just did social media for them. And to be honest, it's just not my forte. I did okay, and I use social media. I know a lot of my listeners are connected to me, but social media marketing, I know a fair amount, but not enough to really consider myself a subject matter expert. And Brandon, that's where you came in. You're the expert.
And
so I gave you a call.
Expert means always learning.
There you go. So I involved Brandon and asked him if he could create a two-day social media class. And I guess the one thing that I asked you, Brandon, from the beginning is if we could be sure that it's not just a social media class, but it's a social media marketing class. You know, I didn't want to just teach social media for networking, but I wanted to teach it for marketing, for businesses. And I think that's where you came in as a good fit. You have a bit of a background in that, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Been doing public relations and marketing for a long time, since 1988, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, social media is just the next evolution of online communications, of course, because it really amplifies and accelerates the process for so many companies and individuals. Whereas before, you could take your time a little bit in terms of crafting your message, getting it just the way you wanted it, picking and choosing who you're going to get it to, sending it to them, and having a little bit more control. Whereas with social media, it's much faster, and the control is not quite there. And suddenly you're asking for a two-way or even a three-way dialogue where you're talking to your customers or prospects, and they're talking to you and talking to each other.
Yeah, all in real time, too.
Yeah, exactly, especially on things like Twitter. So the challenge is, how do you figure out where to go, which tools to use, and how to use them most effectively?
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess for me, you know, when you look at the difference between us, I've worked a lot more with e-commerce, but with a lot of different websites, more so on the search engine side of things. I've gone to the conferences on those, new media, video, podcasts like this. But I hadn't really delved a whole lot into the social media, except for using it. I use it for myself and for my own stuff, and I know what kind of works for me. But I didn't really know how to do it for other companies or to be hired as a consultant for that kind of thing. I'm starting to learn it more and more the more I hang out with you. But I know you've done that. You've actually been a consultant and worked for several companies, right?
Yes.
In the last couple of years that social media has been around.
Absolutely. Implementing social media strategy as well as the actual tactics and hands-on management of those campaigns. And there are a lot of parallels with traditional media campaigns.
Yeah.
If you do need a good strategy going in. You need to understand, who are we trying to reach? Why are we doing this? Who's going to be responsible? How much time and money is it going to take? And of course, as we talked about with the class, time is money.
Yeah.
So the dilemma a lot of companies face is they think, well, we'll just let the intern do it, or we'll get somebody in-house who's already here and just put this on their plate.
Yeah.
And they quickly realize, gosh, that's taking a lot of time.
And,
you know, is that person being efficient with their time when they're on Twitter or using other networks? So there's a lot of that that needs to take place. And, you know, to your point that you kept hammering in about social media as a marketing tool, you know, my mom uses Facebook. And
mm-hmm.
She's not using it to market. She's
right.
Just interacting with people. So social media certainly allows that. But when you're a company, yeah, you're going to look at it differently. How can we maximize these different channels to build loyalty, to increase our brand awareness, to improve customer service, and to help you know, increase the bottom line.
Yeah. And, you know, especially since the class, since we taught the class, and primarily you taught the class, and I was there as a student, I've had several conversations with my existing clients, and we've had conversations internally here, me and Jason, about our company and how we can use it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like learning and doing social media takes a lot of time, and that's what most people think, but I think it takes a lot of time for most people to start getting going, to get it started, to learn how to do it, not so much to actually do it. I was on the phone with someone just earlier today, one of my clients, and telling them, they were saying, oh, I want to do social media, but I just know that it's going to take so long to figure out, and then it's going to require so much of my time. And I told her, no, I think you could do it for just 5 or 10 minutes a day once you know how. The problem is, it's going to take you days or weeks to figure out how to get started and what you should be doing. You may even be in it for a month or two before you realize what you should be doing. My feeling is, learn it. You know, isolate yourself for a day or two, learn from people like yourself, and that's what we did. And I know for me, I made a note in my Twitter account the day of class. I had like 1,500 followers, and I've gotten 300 or 400 followers since then, and I've been using it less time. And it just goes to show, I think, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that? Is it the learning that is the time-consuming part? Is doing it that time-consuming?
There's some time-consuming aspects to setting up a lot of these networks, but as we gave people different tips on how to be prepared, because if you just start blindly signing up for these networks, you know, you're going to waste a lot of time. You may not have all the information at hand that you need.
Yeah.
So if you fill out profile type of information ahead of time, and you have certain graphics and stuff on your hard drive ready to go, that can streamline the process. But what I find is that people are just a little uncertain or even frightened about this stuff, so they don't set up sites just for the fear factor. And once they realize, gosh, there's not a whole lot to it, and really literally in 10 or 15 minutes, I can make a Facebook page, for example, for my company, yeah, it kind of blows them away. So to that point, yeah, it doesn't take nearly as much time to actually set these things up. However, the dilemma is, once you set it up, it's just a shell. And it's a vehicle now, another place that you can put content. So where's the content coming from? And in the case of a Facebook page, you know, once you put in your hours of operation and your basic profile and upload your logo, then what? Then you have to figure out, how are we going to pull in our blog feed? Are we going to integrate our Twitter stream? Or how are we going to keep this thing relevant? And then how are we going to get people to become our friend or our fan? Because when there's no content, there's no real reason for people to join. So it's a sort of a catch-22. And, you know, you got to start someplace. So you need to start with a handful of trusted people, tell them, ask them to tell people, and immediately start seeding it with content.
Yeah, yeah, and getting involved and getting engaged and listening. Of course, we talked a lot about that, how listening is a big part of that. And that kind of, those topics kind of leads into something I wanted to mention that I enjoyed about the class that we taught, is that the first day we talked about awareness, and the second day we talked about engagement. And maybe for our listeners, how would you explain the difference between the two?
Yeah, I guess taking a step back, we were explaining to people that with social media, we hoped that there was some kind of return on investment. So instead of just setting up and using a bunch of networks, which can be beneficial, how is this going to add to your bottom line? And how are you going to track the efficiency of your efforts? So when we talked about this, we broke it down into two different categories. The first you mentioned, awareness. Some of these are traditional type of metrics. How many impressions are we getting? How many clicks are we getting? Whether that's through links that we send on Twitter or links to our blog or our website and what have you. And then the number of return visits or unique visitors, all that type of stuff. But then the real difference with social media is engagement. I mean, before with a old school website, you might have a form on there that somebody could fill out. So some limited call to action, and they might get a white paper delivered to them immediately, or more often than not, get a phone call from a salesperson 24 hours later. But now you can engage people much more quickly. You do a blog post, and then within minutes, you see how many responses you're getting. And are you getting enough responses to justify the content you're putting out? So over a period of time, you can look at the articles you're writing and say, well, you know, every time we write about this subject, we don't get that much interest. But when we write about something else, suddenly we get a bunch of people commenting on that. So that helps you identify what matters to people for your industry. And things like bookmarking, you know, if you put content out there, are people adding that to Delicious? Are they digging it? Are they forwarding it to friends and so forth? And those are the kind of metrics that really lead to an understanding of, for all the time you're going to put into it, what's the result?
Yeah. And I think we talked a lot in the first day about awareness, like which websites should you be on depending on what your goals are, how do you get set up quickly and easily so that it doesn't take too long, how can you use aggregators to be able to put yourself on several different places at one time if it's appropriate, and some of those different fundamentals. I saw a lot of people in the room. We didn't open this class up to everyone, so people that are listening to this podcast, they may not even realize we did this class. We only opened it up to those that had been students of mine in the past. We have about 60 former students, and we had about eight, nine students in the class, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And so that was nice that people came out for it that already knew me, at least. Some of them knew you as well. And when they got to that first day of awareness and building all these profiles and telling them where to go, it seemed like they looked forward to going home that night and getting this all working. And then the second day, when they learned how to get engaged and what they should talk about and where and how, we talked specifically about Twitter and Facebook especially, it's exciting to see the light go on in their faces, isn't it?
Yeah, there were a lot of people were to the point where they realized, gosh, I can dive in and do this stuff, and it's not so daunting, and I do want to go back and start doing this for myself. And even more importantly, some said, you know, I'm going to start offering this to my clients. So we had some folks in there that did traditional SEO or pay-per-click type of consulting, and now they thought, gosh, here's a potential revenue stream for me to add.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. While you were talking, I was grabbing the papers here, and I don't know that I showed you all these, Brandon's. This may be new to you. Three of the students in particular were kind enough to write a little testimonial. They had a few things they'd like to see us do a little better or differently, which we're happy to accommodate. But some of the comments we got back were, this course was also helpful in an immediate sense because I have several existing clients plus a few proposals that truly would benefit from social media, and now I know how to get them started. So that's cool.
Sure.
You know, we're not just benefiting the people that came, but those they work for. The section on ROI was helpful. Some of the cheat sheets were helpful, as they call them. I have a much clearer understanding of what I need to clean up my own house in Facebook and then get clients set up in Facebook correctly the first time. That's a nice testimonial, right?
Absolutely.
I'm much better prepared to evaluate potential clients and to present and propose the right strategies for goal setting, for realistic expectations, and how to measure success. That's nice. I like this one. I come away from your courses feeling very psyched up, ready to fix my mistakes, and ready to try new things immediately. And you know, someone else said that in the end of this other one, a different one. This one said some similar things about how they feel empowered. I appreciate using the book as a reference. This one, when I wrote out and asked if anybody had anything they wanted to mention, she said, when I got your email, I had the book open in my lap. So that's good. They're using it. But the my favorite was this one. Something else you should know in general, one of the other students and I were talking about the self-confidence we pick up by coming to your classes, just like the student you tweeted about. She mentioned that just that, and it is so true. So thanks again. I find your classes extremely valuable and downright necessary. That's pretty.
That's powerful.
That's a good testimonial.
Sure. Well, just like with the classes you teach on pay-per-click, all this information exists out there.
Yeah.
And if you take the time and you're surfing the web a lot and you're reading books on the subject, you're eventually going to pick this stuff up. But you're going to have to wade through a ton of material to get to the good stuff. And that's what I've been doing with social media. That's what you've done with search engine optimization and pay-per-click. So yeah, people are going to get a very concentrated dose of information in that 1 to 2 day period that is going to give them the confidence to go ahead and cut down on weeks or months of learning.
Yeah. We're starting to sound like a commercial here.
That's
but,
right.
But they really did say these things, so it is true. It's not like we're making this stuff up. I'm excited about it because now next month we're going to, well, September actually. September we're going to open it up to whoever wants to come. And the two of us are going to teach it. So you primarily taught this last one. This next time I'm going to jump in and teach some of the beginning parts or a little part here and there, and then you're going to handle the meat still because you're actually in this day after day. But I can say that I put into practice several of the things you talked about in class. I actually attended as a student, although I did jump up a few times. I couldn't help myself. But I can say that as a student also that I learned a lot. How did you figure out what to teach for this class? Because you pretty much did it mostly on your own, gathering the info and putting it together.
Sure. You know, it was a challenge because I had my routines and the way I did things for clients. But frankly, I'd kind of kept them close to the vest because I felt like, gosh, you know, why give this away? But I had to kind of reverse engineer my own process and go back in time and pull together lists of various tools I use and that I recommend for clients, and then really take a look at that list and say, which of these tools are really valuable? Which ones do I actually use and can recommend to others? So threw out a lot of stuff and really kind of tried to condense, even though we did have people say, boy, this is overwhelming. And it can be.
Yeah, that's the one negative comment we did get. Not that it was overwhelming, but a couple of parts were overwhelming.
Sure. And we appreciated that feedback because next time what we'll do is we'll hand pick the top two or three tools when it comes to things like Twitter. And then we'll have an appendix and we'll give you 12 or 20 other things to think about. But yeah, that type of stuff is a little daunting. And frankly, these tools come out every day. There's something new. And so that's part of the challenge to overcome analysis paralysis is you just kind of got keep focused. And you talk about that too whenever we discuss pay-per-click. You know, every once in a while I'll send you some link. Hey, Corey, what do you think about this software? And you're always saying, you know, Brandon, stick to the basics.
Yeah,
you know, certain
exactly.
things have worked for a long time.
Yeah.
And even though Google changes its algorithms probably every other hour for you know, tweak something.
Seems like it. Yeah.
The bulk of it is still relevant. And so you've got to pick and choose a manageable list of stuff that you're actually going to use and implement.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of so-called internet marketers out there that just really enjoy learning it. And I got to admit, I enjoy learning it too. I mean, I started in 2002 doing internet marketing. And in the beginning, it was fun to just spend all day on the forums and reading ebooks and stuff like that. But at a certain point, you've got to get doing it, whether it be for clients or for yourself. You've got to spend more time doing and less time learning because at a certain point, you know enough. And it doesn't take long. I mean, even in some of these 2 and 3 day classes we teach, 1 or 2 day classes, they know enough to get going. And I think that's how these students felt. 2 days and get working. Don't keep reading every blog you can find and following up. Don't subscribe to every newsletter and every RSS feed. You just don't have time. We got to work. I mean, you've got a family. I got my wife and I. And, you know, you've got to get things done. You've got to have billable hours or build your own business.
Well, and the other thing is there are so many tools. Just go ahead and sign up for a bunch of them, you know, and as you have time or as you plan for it. And when something better comes along, you can evolve, you can change because, you know, even after that class, I mean, since that class, what, 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
There have been at least a dozen tools that have come out that I personally have, it's the whole, ooh, shiny, new. And you see something else, you're like, oh, I'm going to start using this now. And so, you know, I immediately think, gosh, for the next class, I got to update all these materials. Well,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe not, yeah.
But, you know, that is the struggle because there's always going to be some shiny new thing that promises to solve all your problems and make it easy to post everywhere at one time. And those tools are great, but it also means that you have to have something going into the distribution service that somebody actually wants to hear. So the old garbage in, garbage out theory, and we've talked about that. We were hoping to not set up people just so that they could spam the universe. There is too much garbage. And the whole issue of quality versus quantity, you know, just because I can now with my iPhone upload to YouTube, should I be doing videos every 10 seconds about what I'm doing? Probably not, because after a while, people are going to see that as totally irrelevant. And it's the old boy who cried wolf. You know, if no one's watching me because all I talk about is, you know, going down the street and going shopping and this and that. But that's my theory.
If I
put out quality content, then over time, I think that would be more beneficial to the people who are going to try to, you know, that I want to follow me.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think that quality over quantity is definitely winning out. We see it happening every week, every month. The real quality bubbles to the top. And so, and that's a good lesson for all of our listeners too out there, that whether you're listening to this, you know, in the next few days or a year from now, you're going to see that even more as the weeks and months go on, to take a little more time instead of spending all your whole day actually on Twitter and Facebook putting every little thing out there. Take a little time to gather your thoughts and get an insightful content that you can put out there, or do a little research and aggregate it and collect it, or what you need to do. And your followers will see that, and they'll spread you around, and it'll all happen fairly naturally if you're set up right. But you gotta do the quality over quantity. That's happening even with the SEO stuff. I mean, Google's always trying to get rid of all the junk because there's so much of it. That's why they links are so important and things like that. They're votes of confidence to see what the good stuff is. You know.
Good point. And yeah, even with something as basic as a blog, Google knows that if you registered a domain name for 6 months or a year and slapped up a cheap-looking blog, just from an algorithm standpoint, they're going to see that and go, man, this is probably temporary, possibly temporary, so we're not going to give this as much credence as we will somebody who's registered this domain for 10 years and has a bunch of content on there and links coming to it and everything else. So, because, you know, anyone could start a blog, and one started every 7 seconds or something crazy.
Yeah. And Google's on the lookout for that, and the reason they are is because humans are on the lookout for it, right? So they're trying to algorithmically mimic what humans do, and as humans we do it with social media, and by unfollowing or by, you know, hiding certain people that we just don't want to hear because it's not interesting enough. So that's our social media marketing class. I wanted to spend a little time talking with you about that. What are you up to these days? Is there any way we can follow you or see what you're up to?
Sure. On Twitter, at Brandon Utley, U-T-T-L-E-Y.
Great.
And just to continue to consult with a number of different clients and companies.
Nice.
And I enjoyed teaching the class and look forward to refining it.
And so for those that are listening to this in July and August of 2009, we are holding the class again. We're planning on it September 21st and 22nd. You can check out our website, www.hippoimt. That's Hippo, H-I-P-P-O, I-M-T as in Internet Marketing Training, hippoimt.com. And we have classes coming up September 1st. I don't know if I told you this, Brandon, but I pretty much took the summer off. I didn't not work. I worked a lot, actually. I ended up working on an e-commerce site that is making really good progress because we do a lot of that over here. It's a brand new site in the same market. And so that's making great progress. I also wanted to take a little time and relax and kind of get away from the classes for a little bit. And also, the first 2 weeks of August, as you see up here on my calendar, I am going to be in Austria and in Greece. My
Nice.
Wife and I are taking a two-week vacation. So you won't see much of me in August, but we are looking forward to August 24th, attending Social Fresh that Jason Keith is putting on. And I had a nice interview with him in my last podcast. And we're pretty excited about August 24th, Social Fresh. We hope as many as possible can make it to that. And then starting September, we're going to start kicking it all back in again. I'll be blogging again and podcasting. And we have all four of our classes coming up September, October, November before we get into the holiday season. So if any of you are out there listening, we hope to see you there. Brandon, we'd like to thank you for coming over to the office today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Happy to be together and chat a little bit about this stuff. The links for today's podcast, anything we talked about that we need to provide links to, is at thejunglemap.com. We have our classes coming up. On Twitter, I'm Corey Creed, and Brandon is Brandon Utley. And that's about all we got. Thank you for listening to the Jungle Map Podcast, your guide through internet marketing.